Book 6. The substance of the universe is obedient and compliant, and the reason which governs it has in itself no cause for doing evil, for it has no malice, nor does it do evil to anything, nor is anything harmed by it. But all things are made and perfected according to this reason. So long as you are doing your duty, let it make no difference to you whether you are cold or warm, nor whether you are drowsy or satisfied with sleep, nor whether ill spoken of or praised, nor whether dying or doing something else. For this act by which we die is still one of the acts of life. It is sufficient then in this act also if we can do well what we have before us. Look within. Do not let the particular quality or value of anything escape you. All existing things soon change, and they will either be reduced to vapor, if indeed all material experience is one, or they will be dispersed into atoms. The governing reason knows what its own disposition is, and what it does, and on what material it works. The best way of avenging yourself is not to become like the wrongdoer. Find your pleasure and rest in one thing, to pass from one social act to another social act, thinking of God. The ruling principle of the mind is that which rouses and turns itself, and while it makes itself such as it is and such as it wills to be, it also makes everything that happens appear to itself to be such as it wills. Every single thing is accomplished in conformity to the nature of the universe, for certainly it is not in conformity to any other nature that each thing is accomplished, either a nature which externally comprehends this, or a nature which is comprehended within this nature, or a nature external and independent of this. The universe is either a confusion and a complex network of things, and a dispersion into atoms, or it is unity and order and providence. If then it is the former, why do I desire to tarry in a fortuitous combination of things and such a disorder? And why do I care about anything other than how I shall at last become earth? And why am I disturbed? For the dispersion of my elements will happen whatever I do. But if the other supposition is true, I venerate and I am firm, and I trust in him who governs. When circumstances drive you into some kind of disturbed state, quickly return to yourself, and do not continue out of tune longer than the compulsion lasts, for you will have more mastery over the harmony by continually recurring to it. If you had a stepmother and a mother at the same time, you would be dutiful to your stepmother, but still you would constantly return to your mother. Let the court and philosophy now be to you stepmother and mother. Return to philosophy frequently and take your rest in her. Thereby what you are faced with in the court will appear to you tolerable, and you will appear tolerable in the court. When we have meat before us and other eatables, it is a good idea to take in, as a felt impression, the knowledge that this is the dead body of a fish, and this is the dead body of a bird or of a pig. And again, that this Falernian wine is only a little grape juice, and this purple robe some sheep's wool dyed with the blood of a shellfish. And in the carnal act, that it is no more than the rubbing of a membrane and an emission of mucus. Such felt knowledge reaches well to the core of a thing, and to penetrate through it, to see what kind of thing it is. Just in the same way ought we to act all through life, and where there are things which appear most worthy of our approbation, we ought to lay them bare and look at their worthlessness and strip them of all the words by which they are exalted. for outward show is a wonderful perverter of the reason. And when you are most sure that you are employed about things worth doing, it is then that it cheats you most. Consider, for example, what Crates said of Xenocrates himself. Most of the things which the multitude admire may be classed as objects of the most general kind, held together by cohesion, such as stones or wood, or natural organization like fig trees, vines, olives. Those that are admired by men who are a little more reasonable come under the heading of things which are held together by a living principle, as flocks or herds. Those which are admired by men who are still more instructed are the things which are held together by a rational soul. Not, however, a universal soul, but rational so far as it is a soul skilled in some art, or expert in some other way, but one who values the rational nature of the soul, a soul universal and fitted for political life, regards nothing else except this, and above all things he keeps his soul in a condition and in an activity conformable to reason and social life, and he cooperates to this end with those who are of the same kind as himself.